News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Day three of the war pause is just starting in the Middle East, where it is mid-morning, with expectations of a third day of prisoner exchanges after a shaky day two.
After a delay of more than 7 hours, the handover of a group of Israeli hostages from Hamas to the Red Cross took place in Gaza. Several Red Cross jeeps traveled over the Rafah border crossing into Egypt, where they were received by Israeli officials. The freed Israeli hostages were being transferred to hospitals to be reunited with their families. In the occupied West Bank, celebrations greeted Palestinian prisoners released by Israel. 39 were freed from custody as part of the agreement mediated by Qatar. It said 6 women and 33 children, all thought to be teenagers, were on the list.
That is the BBC's Tom Bateman in Jerusalem, and picking it up there is CBS News White House reporter Bo Erickson.
2 American women and a 4-year-old American girl named Abigail are still being held by Hamas. However, a senior administration official tells CBS News the White House is hopeful that these 3 Americans will be released in the coming days.
Now overshadowed by that Middle East war, the one in Eastern Europe drags on. Ukraine saying about 75 Iranian-made drones were launched by Russia on Saturday, most of them aimed at the capital city of Kyiv. From East Asia, we're just getting word of an earthquake felt in Taipei. That is the capital of Taiwan. Back here, turning to the holiday shopping season, now in full swing, with both Black Friday and Small Business Saturday gone, but Cyber Monday yet to come.
Many of those want to get back into stores to check out products and to avoid shipping costs.
Why did you choose to shop in person this year?
Well, I did look online, but okay. It's just funner to be out, like, in the crowd. I think we like to be in the, you know, the hustle.
While inflation, credit card debt, and higher interest rates are eating into many holiday budgets, shoppers still plan to spend on average more than $1,600 this holiday season. That's 14% more than last year.
Correspondent Elise Preston. And as Americans who had traveled for Thanksgiving prepare to travel back home,
whether by land or by air, meteorologist Kelly Cass at the Weather Channel says a cross-country storm is pushing from Arizona to Illinois before it moves east later this weekend.
The snowstorm moves into the plains. We've got Nebraska, Kansas, even down into the panhandles of Oklahoma and Texas, where that rain changes over to snow.
For Kansas, it will be the first major snowfall of the season. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
College football, number 3 Michigan ran its win streak against Ohio State to 3 games with a 30-24 victory over the Buckeyes. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have
the simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Bach.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
Guys doing shorts. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Broad. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Day 3 of the war pause is just starting in the Middle East, where it is mid-morning, with expectations of a third day of prisoner exchanges after a shaky day 2.
After a delay of more than 7 hours, the handover of a group of Israeli hostages from Hamas to the Red Cross took place in Gaza. Several Red Cross jeeps traveled over the Rafah border crossing into Egypt, where they were received by Israeli officials. The freed Israeli hostages were being transferred to hospitals to be reunited with their families. In the occupied West Bank, celebrating celebrations greeted Palestinian prisoners released by Israel. 39 were freed from custody as part of the agreement mediated by Qatar. It said 6 women and 33 children, all thought to be teenagers, were on the list.
That is the BBC's Tom Bateman in Jerusalem, and picking it up there is CBS News White House reporter Bo Erickson.
2 American women and a 4-year-old American girl named Abigail are still being held by Hamas. However, a senior administration official tells CBS News the White House is hopeful that these 3 Americans will be released in the coming days.
Now overshadowed by that Middle East war, the one in Eastern Europe drags on. Ukraine saying about 75 Iranian-made drones were launched by Russia on Saturday, most of them aimed at the capital city of Kyiv. From East Asia, we're just getting word of an earthquake felt in Taipei. That is the capital of Taiwan. Back here, turning to the holiday shopping season, now in full swing with both Black Friday and Small Business Saturday gone, but Cyber Monday yet to come.
Many of those want to get back into stores to check out products and to avoid shipping costs.
Why did you choose to shop in person this year?
Well, I did look online, but it's just funner to be out, in the crowd. I think we like to be in the, the hustle.
While inflation, credit card debt, and higher interest rates are eating into many holiday budgets, shoppers still plan to spend on average more than $1,600 this holiday season. That's 14% more than last year.
Correspondent Elise Preston. And as Americans who had traveled for Thanksgiving prepare to travel back home,
whether by land or by air, meteorologist Kelly Cass at the Weather Channel says a cross-country storm is pushing from Arizona to Illinois before it moves east later this weekend.
The snowstorm moves into the plains. We've got Nebraska, Kansas, even down into the panhandles of Oklahoma and Texas, where that rain changes over to snow.
For Kansas, it will be the first major snowfall of the season. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
College football, number 3 Michigan ran its win streak against Ohio State to 3 games with a 30-24 victory over the Buckeyes. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have
yourself there. You said you were part. Just gotta let it show that you have got it deep inside your heart. So we love them more. But to keep moving up, we got to raise our mental elevation. So that there are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the
up and now hold on to me. Hope now take away the things I don't need. For a while, for a while, for I take my final breath. Hope you're not leaving, hope you're all that I have.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
In your eyes. been crying. So I'm reaching out to tell you that you're not alone. I'd rather be by your side than realize that you're gone. I know you can't feel it right now in the midst of the dark, but if you been aching, and I know, oh I know, the toll that it's taking.
Digging my grave before I'm gray. They say I'm wasting my life away. Hoping tomorrow is better than today. And I build it up and tear it down. Gravel and rocks and another go around. Man, I know I gotta let it go. I got the same old problems. With one foot in the grave, it's easy to see I can't be who you want me to be. Just waiting on the other shoe to fall. Hell, I confess, yes, it was me. So lock me up.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com. Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Hey, this is Patrick from Salvatore's Tomato Pies and Dark Horse, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Peace out.
sensation. It's nowhere. Hang out here, but not too long. Not too long. This is conversation. It's going nowhere. We can hang out here, but we can't hang out too long. Not too long. This is conversation. It's nowhere. It's nowhere.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Think of the right words to say. So I wrote down.
Thank you.
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is. And fix my gaze. Yes, I will claim my prize someday. Someday.
When I've given all I can, left without one plan, I will rise above, I will rise above by grace.
I will rise above by grace.
Yeah!
Oh! By grace.
Yeah!
Oh!
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are...
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. Pacific Media, I'm Terry Ball.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This